We also have on the agenda, and added to it, I think it's critical to kind of make sure that we understand what's going on, because one of the things that, people have is, you know, we're worried about groceries and everything else. So I wanted to have maybe Zach or Sabrina kind of update us where the grocery store sits as far as where things are at, what, you know, stocking and availability. Sabrina, or if Zach's on the phone, that would be great if you guys could give us a little update.
Yeah, I'm on here. Either of us, I guess.
All right, go ahead, Zach. I'll let you, because Sabrina looks like she's driving.
Yeah, that's not safe. All right, yeah, so kind of give you guys an update on where we're at. We are currently being allocated to a certain case count, and that is actually changing truck by truck. They've definitely told us there's no shortage of food. It's just more or less of, you know, kind of a hoarding issue in regards, especially to the toilet paper issue. You know, and with that as well, kind of prices have increased too, which is kind of a deal that we are always trying to take care of around our store. But I mean, just with the demands of everything, that we're seeing egg prices jump up a couple bucks, we're seeing meat prices jump up. But on the shortage of food supply, we still have plenty of that, and we're still able to get our trucks. Kind of the other thing too, I just really want to touch base with is our employees. I mean, we're kind of in that front line as well with taking people's cash. We're really reiterating to people to try to do the curbside or the delivery and pay with a credit card, because we can manually input those into our machines and just not even have to have contact with that check or cash. And I do understand that some people don't have that or don't want it, don't feel comfortable giving us their credit card. So we have had people as well, when they are, when we go to do a delivery, they just tape a check right to the outside of their house, or they've got a little rock or something, they put it on right outside their house, so that my employees can come in and just grab that with a glove and not even have to worry about it as well. Those are some of the big issues I would say that we're doing, and just continue. I think we've got a great community here, just to continue to be patient with us. You know, it's kind of just been a full gas type of atmosphere, almost like a Christmas Eve shopping spree, and it just hasn't let up for 10 days. And so my employees are really, you know, starting to hit their testing points, I would say. So just continue to be patient with us, and we'll try our best to keep supporting our community here and to keep everybody informed on kind of where we're at.
Great. Thanks, Zach. I appreciate it. I mean, I think you guys are doing a great job of trying to protect your employees, as well as keep your shelf stocked and near as I can see. So I appreciate you guys in the community and taking those precautionary measures for sure. There was one question, I think it was for Mayor Gunderson. Does the city have any plans to require businesses to limit traffic, only allow pickup/delivery? So city council or anybody talking about any kind of citywide requirements that may be coming down as potentially this worsens or cases become localized and our risk level goes up to high instead of low right now?
Yes, as it, you know, we're monitoring it, and if it gets closer and we get cases in our immediate area, then we will probably start having to shut down the seating places inside the restaurants and Casey's and Anew. You can still go in, but you can no longer be there. And then for the food and stuff, it'll probably be all a curbside or delivery. And we're monitoring it. We're talking with, you know, the Furnace County Emergency Management, and they're helping us. And so watching Governor Ricketts this morning, right now, and he had something on there about people were questioning the service industry, such as salons and nails and massage parlors, and how they maintain the 6-foot barrier. And he said they're not trying to shut anybody down, but it's just part of it is that, you know, if you have to do it, you're allowed to do it, but if you don't have to, then don't. So, I mean, he was kind of vague on it, so that even the governor is yet to officially shut it down, but I think they might be hinting towards it in that Omaha-Lincoln area. But out here so far, there's no restrictions, but as it moves closer, we watch it or talk to Tri-Valley, and they'll let us know.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Another question for Zach, actually. Have you heard anything about safety of fresh fruits and veggies, as some may come from California or Florida? Are you guys seeing anything, Zach?
You know, we haven't. We haven't heard of anything on our end. And like I said, that they have not said there's been a shortage of food on any of that stuff. But with them closing the Canada and Mexico borders and whatnot, I honestly don't know what's going to happen to that type of deal. You know, it's kind of still our distributor, AWG, is still on a case-by-case basis, just trying to keep us informed. And like you said, our truck allocations are changing every truck, so twice a week. So this is their same thing, just kind of playing case-by-case. And more or less just trying to keep us, you know, their customers happy and safe as well, and trying to keep you guys safe.
Great. Thanks.
Tom, I will add, I got a couple calls this morning about people that were receiving freight, and it's kind of related to this, and they were worried about the containers they were receiving being potentially bearing the virus or anything infectious for that matter. And, I took a little time and we walked through kind of how it spread. And so if anybody has concerns like that, steer them our way, or I'm trying to keep you from getting inundated with phone calls that could be handled somewhere else. So, if there's some concerns like that or questions about transmissibility, obviously, you know, the hospital and the clinics would be one place to call, but also steer them here. The chance of transmitting it is infinitesimal. And if you understand how it's transmitted and you just wash your hands after touching the items, there's no concern at all.
Okay. That's good to know. So if we got any other businesses that want to chime in, go ahead and make a comment in the group chat, and then I'll just call on you so we're not all unmuting at the same time and having an echo disaster. But if somebody wants to put out what they are doing, I'll just